Welcome to Soul Wisdom, the podcast that takes you on a journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Dr. Bernadette Hartman, Master Soul Intuitive and Energy Healer, Spiritual Teacher, and Holistic Veterinarian. I'll be sharing tips, insights, energy work, and deep intuitive soul wisdom to support the spiritual health and emotional well-being of both humans and animals. Together, let's uncover the deeper messages and meanings your soul wants to share with you. Here's your next episode of Soul Wisdom. Hello and welcome to the next episode. In this episode, I'll be sharing about how your pet is a living example of compassion and unconditional love, the power of receiving your pet's gift of love and compassion, and applying what you've learned from your pet in your life. Animals are pure, unconditional love, non-judgment, and compassion. Your pet is one of your biggest teachers in many areas, but I want to speak how he or she's a living example of compassion and unconditional love. Take a moment to think about how your heart opens when you see your pet, how your heart opens when you come home after a long day of work, or what happens when you play and interact with him or her. Your heart naturally expands with happiness, joy, gratitude, and love. Take a moment to think about how excited, happily, squiggly-wiggly your pet is to see you. He or she is overflowing with this love and compassion and happiness and sharing that with you. And this often gets missed or passed by because sometimes we're checking off the things, that to-do list in your mind, brushing off the stress of work, or wondering what you're making for dinner. It happens to all of us. It's life. But what happens in that moment is we miss the present moment invitation to be with your pet in that moment of communion, of companionship. It's the present moment of joy, love, and compassion that our pets constantly and continually and compassionately call each and every one of us back to. Your pet is saying, I love you so much. I'm so excited to see you. Welcome home. This is love in action. This is compassion to connect with you, to see how you're doing, and to love you no matter how you show up. The power of receiving your pet's gift of love and compassion is huge. Imagine yourself taking a moment to set your things down when you get home, to take a deep moment and truly connect heart to heart with your pet. How would this change things? How would your evening or day flow better by doing this? In this moment, you're giving and receiving. You're opening your heart and compassion for yourself, your day, your endless list of things to do, and this all starts to flow through you, supporting you, guiding you. You begin to see and feel deeply supported by your pet in a whole new way. And you're also supporting him or her when you take a deep moment to connect and be present to the love and compassion that is being offered from both sides. Because love and compassion heals, helps release stress, lets you be seen, and lets you experience self-love. You're giving yourself a moment of self-love, one that is deeply reflected in your pet's eyes. He or she is reminding you how loved, cherished, and seen you are. You become more compassionate and present with yourself, all just from taking a dedicated present moment of connection with your pet. Because you feel the love and compassion well up, flowing between you. And don't be afraid of this. Surrender to it. Let the tears flow, the joy bubble up, laughter, smiles, or whatever the expression is in the moment to come up and heal. This is what happens when you receive your pet's love and compassion. And what's great is then you get to take what you just experienced and start letting that flow in your life. You get to apply and experience what you just learned from your pet into areas of your life, into relationships, work, into everyday living. You naturally become more loving and compassionate with yourself, with others, and the things going on around you. You tap into your heart and breathe and flow that love. And of course, things will come up. You'll get triggered, upset. That's okay, because you have the experience of love and compassion already anchored in your heart. And you can access that and let that flow to support you through these experiences. You've created this and nurtured this in a safe space with your pet. And you can turn to that, connect with it, and breathe it through your body. Remember, this is a journey, so give yourself the space, time, and moments to practice being more compassionate, especially with yourself. If you need support connecting in with your inner compassion, schedule a one-to-one intuitive session by going to my website, www.bernadettehartman.com/private-sessions. I'd love to support you in accessing greater love in your life. In the next episode, I'll be sharing about why giving yourself permission to thrive is important, how releasing blocks and beliefs around lack and limitation open into more receiving, and different ways to begin opening into thriving. Thank you for listening to the Soul Wisdom Podcast and sharing this space with me. It is truly a blessing to walk with you on this journey of inner healing and transformation of mind, body, and spirit. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. For more inspiration and soul wisdom supporting both humans and animals, please visit my website at www.bernadettehartman.com. From my heart to yours, lots of love. See you on the next episode of Soul Wisdom.